So as a blind person who is transit dependent, a good public transportation is something that's near and dear to my heart because it factors into my independence. When I moved to Baltimore a little over 30 years ago, I moved from a city that had very limited bus service. So coming to a city where there was bus service available 7 days a week and the bus came more than once an hour, that was definitely a plus. So when I was looking for a place to live, and I was making decisions based around the transit system. So I didn't want to have more than a one-bus commute to work, so I picked a place to live that would accommodate that because I figured waiting for one bus in the morning was bad enough. I didn't want to have to wait for two. And then I also picked a place because I wanted to have multiple bus lines in my neighborhood so that I wouldn't feel so marooned. But never, and that's worked out pretty well for me in terms of changing jobs and having one bus commutes to work. But nevertheless, there have been challenges with taking the bus. So for one thing, knowing when the bus is going to come. So when I first moved here, you know, I would find out the schedule that applied to me and go out and wait for the bus, and it would or would not show up. These days it's a little easier because the transit app is out there, and when I'm standing at the bus stop, I can find out whether or not a bus is going to come soon, though sometimes the information is confusing. Like this morning, we thought we missed the silver that comes to Morgan State University, but it was still coming. And other things that can be frustrating, so this has happened to me a number of times. One time I was trying to get to work catching a silver bus, and multiple bus lines come by. The green stops, and I hear another bus behind it. A bystander tells me that's the silver. I get excited and get ready to board, and then I hear a bus passing on the outside lane, and the bystander tells me, oh, the silver bus just leapfrogged the green while the green was still boarding passengers, and that meant that I missed my opportunity to catch my bus and to be on time for work. So you can understand that I was pretty frustrated and streamed and maybe didn't act quite ladylike. So other frustrations come in when planning for a trip. So these days I go online to look up the bus schedule that has its challenges, but I can muddle through to get the information I want, though I wish it was organized a little bit more user-friendly, more accessibly. So for instance, a recent example, I was planning to go to a meeting at the National Federation of the Blind, which is in South Baltimore, and on a Saturday morning, and I wanted to be there at 9:30. So I looked up the bus schedule, and there was a 8:58 bus that would get me there in plenty of time, be there a little early, and I could get ready for my meeting. But I figured, well, the chances of that happening, you know, it's like 50-50. So the next bus is 9:24, and that's going to get me there late. So I better look at the bus that's one earlier, which is at 8:41. So I figured, well, you better get to the bus stop early to make sure that the bus doesn't come early and miss you. So I'm out there at 8:35. The 8:41 doesn't show. The 8:58 doesn't show. And now I'm in this position of deciding, well, do I wait for the next bus and I'm going to be late? Or do I call a ride share and, you know, pay $12 to $15 to get to where I needed to go when I was not necessarily planning on spending that money or budgeting for that money, and a $2 bus ride would have gotten me there. The other frustrating thing is that, you know, if I was driving, I could get to that location in 15 or 20 minutes max. But if I'm taking a bus, I have to take an hour out of my life to get there, and I don't even have a guarantee that I get there in time. So, you know, having a bus system that has a schedule that you can depend on and has a regular frequency really would impact the quality of my life. So, Desmond, what's your story?